From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Federal officials in Detroit have charged 9 people they say are members of an extremist group that was preparing an attack on law enforcement. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
A federal grand jury has indicted members of a Michigan-based militia group on charges that include seditious conspiracy and attempting to use weapons of mass destruction. Officials say the group known as the Hutari viewed local, state, and federal law enforcement as the Brotherhood and was preparing to engage them in armed conflict. The indictment alleges that the Hutari was plotting to kill a local law enforcement officer in Michigan. They then planned to attack the officer's funeral with explosive devices. The FBI says the Hutari is one example of radical and extremist fringe groups which can be found throughout our society, and that the FBI takes such extremist groups seriously. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
At least 38 people were killed. Dozens more were injured in Moscow when female suicide bombers set off bombs inside 2 train stations jammed with morning rush hour commuters. While there's been no claim of responsibility, Russian authorities have indicated they suspect separatist rebels from the North Caucasus region carried out the attacks. 2 wars in Chechnya and a guerrilla insurgency resulted in numerous bombings and acts of terror in southern Russia throughout the 1990s. Some U.S. transit agencies reported beefed-up security as a precaution following those Russian subway bombings in New York. Police officials were dispatched to transit hubs, and some officers assigned to subways overnight were overlapping with dayside units. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg refused to go into detail about the security, only saying it is constantly being updated.
You constantly change your tactics and where you deploy your resources every day so that it is unpredictable. And people have to worry that the security is going to be there even if they don't see it.
Officials in Washington, D.C. were conducting random inspections of stations and rail yards. There was also heightened security in Atlanta today. Consumer spending inched up 0.3% last month, while personal incomes remained flat. Daniel Carson has more.
Although incomes didn't budge after a solid 0.3% gain in January, consumers are still willing to spend, even modestly. Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, expects consumer spending to get stronger, and that's a good sign for the recovery since it drives almost 3/4 of the country's economic growth.
Even though income was flat, consumption rose 0.3% and is on track to grow 3% in the quarter, which would be the strongest since the first quarter of 2007.
Analysts were surprised that last month's huge snowstorms didn't have a greater impact on consumer spending. Americans also saved $340 billion, or about 3% of their disposable income last month, a bit less than they socked away in January. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
On Wall Street, stocks were higher today as investors bought up some strong performers ahead of the quarter's end. The Dow was up 45 points today. The Nasdaq gained 9 points. This is NPR. South Korea's defense minister is now saying the explosion that sank one of that country's ships last week may have been caused by a naval mine that was dispatched by North Korea. That's despite the fact there have been no claim of responsibility from the North. U.S. and South Korean officials have also both said there's no evidence North Korea was to blame. It's believed as many as 46 crew members may have died aboard the ship. Divers who inspected the underwater wreckage today reported hearing no sounds. 58 crew members, including the ship's captain, were rescued. 17 Indians in the United Arab Emirates are facing the death penalty. An Islamic court found them guilty of stabbing to death a Pakistani. NPR's Philip Reeves has more.
The verdict is making headlines in India, not least because of the unusually large number of Indians involved. There are 17 in all, men, all under 30, sentenced to death for murdering a Pakistani man and injuring 3 others, apparently in a dispute over an illegal alcohol racket. The verdict was passed by a Sharia or religious court in Sharjah. Sharjah is one of the 7 emirates that comprise the United Arab Emirates. Unlike Dubai, the best-known emirate, Sharjah has an absolute ban on alcohol. Police say the murdered Pakistani man was stabbed repeatedly and suffered brain damage. Indian officials say their government will seek to provide the 17 with all possible legal help. The state-run Emirates news agency says the death sentence verdict is preliminary and has to be referred to the Court of Appeal. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
With more heavy rains battering parts of the East Coast, residents are bracing for more flooding. Flood warnings are in place today from Maine to the Carolinas. New York City, Boston, Providence, and Portland are all reportedly on track to set new rainfall records for March. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.